What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Tuesday, November 29th, 2016. Getting into the week here, almost to the end of the month, the start of December and the holiday shopping season. We have got lots of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, ready to answer the phone when you call on in. Now, getting on to this three-ring circus about the recounts, Wisconsin is going to start their presidential recount on Thursday, and Jill Stein is already suing over their decision to not mandate a hand recount. Just going to tangle this all up in court, and of course, we're basically 3 weeks away from the Electoral College. So I don't know what the game plan here is, because Jill has missed the filing deadline for Pennsylvania. Wasn't likely to get a recount there anyway without proving election fraud. So it's kind of hard to say what exactly is the agenda going on here. But rather surprisingly, Reform Party candidate Roque De La Fuente has signed on as well and sent a petition to Wisconsin. So this is definitely an orchestrated campaign to try and either discredit Trump or derail the Electoral College or just suck more money out of their sponsors. But it almost seems like there doesn't seem to be a point. Neither of these two candidates can win the presidency. The only one who benefits from this is Hillary Clinton. Now, Michigan's already done a recount by hand, mandated under state law because of the closeness of their election results, but they've declared Trump the winner. Pennsylvania is out of play. It doesn't matter what happens in Wisconsin. It's not going to change the outcome of the election one tiny bit. Now, we're hearing, according to an article that came out of the Gateway Pundit, insiders inside the election system in Wisconsin are saying that Hillary is running a huge risk here because a hand recount might expose massive fraud by the Democrats in Wisconsin. And so they're really trying to roll the dice here on this one. Now, the White House has now officially rejected Donald Trump's claim that there were millions of illegal votes cast in this election. How can they know? I mean, just think about it for a split second here. How can they possibly know? Because of all the states that rejected, overturned their voter ID laws, there is absolutely no foundation for the White House to come on out and say that they know for certain no illegal immigrants voted in these elections. It's a completely baseless claim, and it stands up against the analysis of voter registration records done by votefraud.org and a similar study done by truthevote.org that said there were, in fact, millions of non-citizens voting in this election. And so they're still out there trying to claim that Hillary won the popular vote, which is true only if you count the illegals and the dead and the out-of-state voters and so forth. And that's something else supposedly that might be exposed by Wisconsin is people voting multiple times and out-of-state. And apparently nursing home abuse, because one of the things vote riggers like to do is they'll go into a nursing home full of people who don't even remember their own name, fill out voter registration cards for them, get the ballots, fill out the ballots in their name and send them in. Now, the Green Party itself has now basically rejected Jill Stein, saying she doesn't represent the Green Party anymore with this stunt. They don't support this push for a recount. And a lot of people are pointing out that Jill Stein's demand for a recount is only serving to divide the country even more. Maybe that's the goal. Still pushing for a Soros color revolution. We found a video from the debates between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. We put it up on the front page of whatreallyhappened.com. And at the question being posed in this video clip is, will you support the outcome of the election? And at the 20-second mark, Hillary Clinton says she will. Of course, that was back when she was convinced she was going to steal it. Now then, Huma Abedin's younger sister is at the forefront of spreading this fake claim that Hillary Clinton could still win if enough people call the Justice Department and demand an audit of the 2016 election. And change.org, who I've now told them don't send me any more emails, is out there with a petition saying exactly the same thing, and we've got a 500,000 people who've signed this thing to demand a full audit. The Department of Justice has already come on out and said this is nonsense. There's no basis in law for this. And no, the Department of Justice is not considering an audit of the election. So why are they still going through all these moves? Well, it's really very simple if you think about it. Hillary and her circle of corruption are all looking at serious jail time under President Trump. And they're in a panic. And that's why they're doing such reckless, desperate, and stupid stunts trying to reverse the election. Remember when the New York Times came out with that story, Donald Trump will not criminally investigate Hillary Clinton, and everybody said, oh, well, he's broken his campaign promise. We all supported him because we want Hillary in prison. And then it turned out the New York Times reporters had misquoted Donald Trump. He didn't say that at all. So the entire establishment is still at war with Donald Trump and all of his supporters. We're going to take a second here to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. As usual, at the top of the show, we're talking about politics. But to get back to this situation, why are Hillary and all of her people still doing all these desperate things? Because they understand they're looking at jail time. Worse, the Clintons themselves are looking at a major problem because the IRS is investigating the Clinton Foundation as to whether it really is a 501c3. And I can tell you right now, they're going to conclude it isn't. Because under the rules of a 501c3, the majority of the money that you take in must be spent on your charitable projects. And we know the Clinton Foundation didn't even come close to that. And if the IRS concludes that the Clinton Foundation is not a 501c3, the resulting tax bill is going to turn Bill and Hillary Clinton back into poor people, which is, in my mind, the absolute greatest possible punishment for money junkies. Make them poor again. Let them go into withdrawal. Roll around on the ground, cold sweats and shakes and everything. Now, one of Hillary's biggest supporters, and again, we're going back to the New York Times, columnist and Nobel Prize winner, which again tells you how worthless the Nobel Prize is, Paul Krugman is out there claiming that FBI Director James Comey and Russian President Vladimir Putin worked together to install Donald Trump. They're in cahoots. Apparently, anybody that doesn't like Hillary Clinton is now designated an official Russian stooge. So I guess we all need T-shirts saying Russian stooge and proud of it. Now, the Washington Post is continuing their war on the independent media. They suffered a bit of a black eye over citing that Prop or Not website to list all the websites that are Russian propaganda outlets, of which my site is on the list. I'm very, very proud. I made the varsity team here. And they went on the warpath today against specifically Alex Jones and InfoWars. And as expected, they went on out there on this Pizzagate nonsense, saying, how could you trust Alex Jones and InfoWars with this ridiculous story about ping pong paddles and so forth and so on? And I told you that Pizzagate was looking like a poison the well piece of propaganda for the corporate media to use to attack the independent media. And I did try and warn Alex. He was on thin ice on this one, but he went with it, and now they're using it against him. The Washington Post is further out there whining and crying that Donald Trump has weaponized conspiracy theories. Apparently, the phrase conspiracy theory has lost its cachet of negativity, so now it's weaponized conspiracy theories. He's using weapons of conspiracy theories. No, we're telling the truth, and that is the problem, and that's why the corporate media is on the defensive. They understand their entire business model is lying to the public. That's what they're paid those millions of dollars for. Nobody's going to pay them those huge fat salaries to tell you the truth. Plenty of people out there willing to tell you the truth for, well, minimum wage, or even less, as we do. They're paid those million-dollar salaries. They're given the money for those fancy studios and the lights and all the rest of it in order to control your mind by controlling what you know, and now it isn't working any longer. And they're in a panic. They can't change their business model. They can't start reporting on the truth. The money will dry up. And so they're crying like little babies and out there saying, oh, it's weaponized conspiracy theories. It's fake news. You have to come back and believe the most holy revealed dogma of ABC, CNN, CBS, NBC, Fox. And they're definitely in thrash mode here. Now, there's an article in Russia Insider that came on out basically castigating the Washington Post for relying on this one blog that was started last summer, and nobody knows who actually runs it because it's registered through a private registration company. And they simply put up a list of websites, and the Washington Post quotes that as holy gospel that these are all sites that are working in cahoots with Vladimir Putin. And this article concludes saying, well, there might be some merit to that because only the sinister Russians could make one of America's most cherished newspapers look so silly. And they're absolutely right. They're in a panic over there. Now, story coming out of Blacklisted News, the corporate media's gulag of the mind. And that's really where we've all been living. I think it's the reason for the success of the Matrix movie franchise. I think people understood at some level that it was a metaphor for the world we live in, where we are just encased in constant lies about the reality of our lives in order to keep us under control, to turn us into batteries. I think the same thing is behind the huge success of HBO's Westworld, and I'll admit it, I'm a fan, I'm hooked. Because we're seeing in those evolving hosts much of the same, shall I call it, the transit of consciousness and awareness that the American people themselves are now going through. So the gates to the gulag are falling down, and everybody is streaming for freedom. Even Sean Hannity is out there saying it's time to accept the new paradigm. People don't need the corporate media anymore. They don't have to be dependent on the corporate media anymore. The media landscape has shifted to the independent media, to Breitbart, to Drudge, to Republic Broadcasting Network, to WhatReallyHappened.com, to Alex Jones and InfoWars. That's the new reality. We've democratized the flow of information in our society. Ron Paul, and his website was also on that Washington Post hit list, is out there saying the fake news is coming from the government. And that's the whole point. Nobody likes a liar. So over at Investment Watch blog, they had an interesting article pointing out that the corporate media's attack on the independent media is the digital version of the Nazi book burnings. Remember those big Nazi book burnings? Anything that questioned the Nazi regime, they piled it up and set it on fire and they danced around and went, Sieg Heil, Sieg Heil. That's what's going on right now. The Washington Post is leading a modern Nazi book burning against the independent media. And we all know that's exactly what they're doing. Do they have any shame about it? Of course not. Neither did the Nazis. Now, getting on over to the Donald Trump campaign, he has now confirmed his choice of Tom Price for Health and Human Services Secretary and Seema Verma as Administrator of the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. This is already causing an uproar because Tom Price is a critic of Obamacare. Does not think it's working. I think anybody with two brain cells to rub together understands Obamacare is a complete and utter failure. It failed in its overt purpose to make health care more affordable to the American people. It failed in its covert purpose of generating new tax revenues for a desperately broke and hopelessly in debt government. It is a failure. It's a complete failure. Right now, the United States has the most expensive health care on earth by a huge margin. and we rank 37th in terms of healthcare quality. And the overall health of the American people is considered poor. Because you can't make money off of healthy people. Now, Donald Trump has just announced something I am adamantly opposed to. He apparently is launching a thank you tour for voters across the nation before he takes office. I went over to his website and looked at the dates. He's starting on the 1st of December in Ohio. And he's going to be touring several states. He's not coming out here to Hawaii. I think this is the stupidest thing he could be doing right now. Going out and having a public rally when there are so many people who want him dead before that Electoral College can get together. I don't know what he's thinking. I don't know what his security people are thinking. And all I can say, Donald, is I hope you're wearing your Kevlar Armani. Because I think you're taking a terrible and wholly unnecessary risk. The time for the thank you tour would be after the Electoral College has voted you in as president. Because then, if you're assassinated, Mike Pence becomes the president and Hillary is still left out in the cold. I think it was a very, very poor decision that you made there. Now, Donald Trump has come on out on the issue of the burning of the American flag. And he's already being attacked by it because the Supreme Court, two U.S. Supreme Court rulings, say that burning the American flag is a protected form of free speech under the First Amendment. I tend to side with the Supreme Court on this. I've never burned an American flag myself. But I do have one of those Obama flags. Remember those came out where it's the red and white stripes and where the stars would go was a picture of Obama. I wonder if it'd be okay with Donald Trump if I burned that one. Because I'm about ready to. And by the way, that flag was a violation of U.S. law when Obama did it, which is why after they put them up and everybody said, are you out of your mind? And they took them down. Now you can buy them for pennies out on eBay. So let's turn to the war zones because there is a lot going on right now that we need to be paying attention. Right now, Bashar al-Assad is on the verge of victory, the biggest victory since the start of the U.S. attempt to oust him 5 years ago. They're on the verge of the complete capture of Aleppo. They freed the eastern part of the city. The water supply is back under Syrian government control. 80,000 civilians have now been liberated. And they're rushing to the arms of the Syrian soldiers and hugging them and thanking them. And it's a tremendous victory. And it's left the U.S. government and the corporate media in a bit of a jam because they've been telling us all along about how, oh, the Syrian people hated the Syrian government. They hated Bashar al-Assad. They were just waiting for those U.S.-backed terrorists to come on in and save them. And here we have the Syrian people by the tens of thousands running up and expressing their gratitude to have been freed from those U.S.-backed terrorists. Now, the U.S. government was using those human shields, the civilians still in Aleppo, to argue against Syria and Russian efforts to retake the city. With the civilians now released, Russia and Syria can really uncork on those remaining U.S.-backed forces. And probably because of that, we're starting to see a major escalation in the number of these U.S.-backed terrorists who are surrendering. 500 have surrendered in the last 24 hours alone, just laying down their weapons, saying, okay, this is all part of Syria now, signing on to the amnesty agreement. It's all coming apart here. And the U.S. is getting desperate. Now, remember, again, go back to the official lie you were told. The U.S. was in Syria to get ISIS and Al-Qaeda, right? And now Russia and Syria have pretty much driven ISIS and Al-Qaeda and the U.S.-backed rebels out of the country. So what does the U.S. and the West do? Do they celebrate? Have we had a victory? No. They're going to throw more sanctions onto Syria and Russia for taking Aleppo back. Which tells you that this nonsense, we're only in Syria to get the terrorists, was a big fat load of USDA choice bovine excrement. More about Syria when we come back.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
When all this twist is steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really happened?
And hello, hi, America. Welcome back to the show. And from Russia Insider, there's a very tongue-in-cheek headline they have there. BBC on suicide watch after Aleppo civilians seek the safety of the Syrian army. Because the narrative for the last 5 years has been the Syrian people hate Assad, even though they kept reelecting him. The Syrian people want to be saved from the evil Bashar al-Assad. Syrian people loved the U.S.-backed terrorists, even when they were gassing them and starving them and denying them water to keep them under control. And now the facts on the ground are once again reminding us the corporate media is just full of bovine excrement, and everybody's trying to scramble. How are they going to deal with this latest huge embarrassment? Well, things are definitely escalating. As we mentioned before, Congress is trying to sneak through this legislation for a no-fly zone over Syria. They have absolutely no legal grounds to declare a no-fly zone over Syria. We're not technically at war with Syria. We were supposedly there as an intervention against ISIS and Al-Qaeda, but the Russians and the Syrians have kicked them out pretty much. There's no justification for this other than to go on in and just take over Syria. We'll have Obama stand up and say, all right, yeah, we lied to you. Okay, what are you going to do about it, huh? What are you going to do about the fact that we lied you into another war? You won't do anything about it. I seem to recall Charles I said something similar. So did Louis XVI. So did Mussolini. So did Ceausescu. Little wander through history there. But Congress is out there trying to declare the no-fly zone. What Syria needs to do right now is go to the UN Security Council. And even though we know the U.S. will veto it, just go on in and get some kind of a declaration or resolution saying the United States has no business being in Syria right now. Because if the U.S. arbitrarily, unilaterally declares a no-fly zone over Syria, it will lead to conflict between American and Russian aircraft, and that will be the start of World War III. And I told you, when Donald Trump won that election, the war hawks were going to try and get that hot war with Russia going before he could take office and pull the plug. And even so, Donald Trump may fool them. He's a businessman. He's not a career politician. He's not obsessed with his historical legacy the way professional politicians are. They go to sleep at night dreaming of statues, the holding up pigeons in the future and their face on the currency or at least a postage stamp. Trump could get into office and call up Putin and the head of China and say, you know, this is nonsense. Let's stop. Putin's already said, yeah, this is silly. Why should we do this? But that's what Congress is trying to do. Trying to get a no-fly zone in order to create a situation leading to direct conflict between U.S. and Russian forces. And they have absolutely no justification for it under any international law. This is just the U.S. saying, me, superpower, me go where I want, send in carriers and planes, and you can do nothing. Sounds like famous last words. The European Union has issued a demand to Greece that they should deny Russian supply ships and fuel tankers from transiting Greece's territorial waters on their way to Syria, make them sail around the long way. Greece has told the EU, mind your own business. They have good relations with the Russians. They're not about to throw that all away just because the EU wants to throw a tantrum. This globalist thing is falling apart. I imagine Soros is in a panic right now. Look how much of his fortune he's put into this. I'm half expecting him to knock at the Clintons' home in Chappaqua and say, can I get a refund? Now, the wild card in all of this is Erdogan. Because Turkey has, for all intents and purposes, invaded Syria. And they're claiming it is in response to efforts to wrest part of Turkey and Syria and Iraq and form a new independent Kurdistan, which we know was part of the U.S. agenda in the region. But Erdogan is saying it's all Bashar al-Assad's fault and we're going on in. And this could lead to conflict between Turkey and Russia. At which point the U.S. would become Turkey's friend again overnight. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And while the American corporate media is obsessing about the Ohio knife attack and whether or not Mitt Romney has a chance of being Secretary of State, the real hot news item is the fact that Turkey has launched a military operation into Syria, and Erdogan actually came out and said it's to end the rule of Bashar al-Assad. Now, does Turkey really think all by itself it can stand up to Syria and Russia? No, of course not. This is a desperate Hail Mary pass to try and get Assad out using a proxy, the way the U.S. is using Saudi Arabia in Yemen. And Erdogan does not seem to understand it's not going to go well for him, just like it has not gone well for Saudi Arabia. But they're absolutely desperate. Obama wanted a victory in Syria to go on his legacy, to be remembered in the history books, and instead he's on the verge of the biggest U.S. defeat since Vietnam. All right, we're going to go ahead and grab some phone calls. Mark in North Carolina, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike,
yes.
I was listening to Fox News on my way home. They're like, yelling, you complaining, oh, what's happening in Syria is terrible, and kind of blaming Assad for it. I don't know what's going to happen, you know? I think we got madmen in charge of this country. And that's why I believe, by the way, that's what, another reason I believe is Pizzagate, because usually elitists are usually madmen and tend to be child molesters, as you can see in Britain and what happened before in the 1980s.
Okay, hang on. We've got two separate issues we're dealing with here. Yeah, we have people in positions of authority who seem very mentally unstable, whether it's just in innate megalomania or they're taking way too many prescription antidepressants. I'm not really sure. Yes, there is pedophilia in high places. It pervades the church. The British are dealing with their scandals within their own government and the BBC. Yes, we had the Franklin scandal here. But this specific story, Pizzagate, was set up from the beginning to be easy to discredit, and it was a poison-the-well PR hoax to discredit the independent media. Because right now, the government and the corporate media and all these politicians and Hillary's campaign, they're in a panic. They have lost control of the minds of the American people. And like I said before, they can't change the business model. They can't start telling you the truth. So all they can do is try and find ways to attack and destroy the credibility of the independent media. And at this point, the more they try and do it, the more ridiculous and impotent they look. So getting on back to Syria, they're pursuing a course of action that borders on the absolute insane. Part of it is wrapped up in ego. We're the greatest nation on earth. We're, you know, if we're going to conquer Syria, by goodness, will be conquered. And the other part of it is that the U.S. government has literally bet the farm on this project to grab all the resource-rich areas of the world and shackle them to the U.S. dollar. General Wesley Clark blew the whistle on this back in, I think it was 2005, and said the ultimate aim was to conquer all these oil-rich nations in the Middle East make sure they were selling their oil only for the U.S. dollar in order to keep up international demand for the dollar and allow it to maintain its position of hegemonic domination of the world economy. That agenda is failing, but they've gone so far they can't call it off. If they quit and turn around, the U.S. economy is going to implode the next day, and that's why they're still pushing into Syria, even at the risk of a nuclear war with Russia.
You know, I think that what President Trump has to do, President-elect Trump, right, is he has to make an announcement. He has to let Turks know, first of all, you fools get yourself into a war with Russia, we will not back you up. You're on your own.
It's not going to be up to Trump. It's Obama who's going to commit us to being on Turkey's side in this war with Russia. I mean, that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to get this thing really cranked up and past the point of no return before Donald Trump actually has the authority to make any of these deals.
Well, there might not be. There might not even be a United States then by the time he's ready, because there might not be in Russia or any other country left anymore if that happens. I mean, that's why I say these people are out and out madmen. I mean, even in the Cold War, they didn't dare do so. Thank God, in the Cuban Missile Crisis, you had two level-headed men facing each other in Kennedy and Khrushchev. Now, these people today are madmen. You know, one of the things with Kennedy and Khrushchev, both of them knew and understood war. Both of them were in World War II. Both understood just bloody and horrible war was, and understood what a nuclear exchange would be, even back in 1961. So you could just imagine, with the kind of bombs they have today, we're talking total obliteration. Don't these madmen understand that? Don't they understand what they're doing?
No, they got their bunkers already built. They've reactivated the Greenbrier. They've got Mount Weather. Looks like they've brought Cheyenne Mountain back into business. They're all set. If they make a mistake, they're going to go, oh, well, and they'll go underground for a year or so and then come on up and it'll be big and roomy and all those useless eaters will be gone.
Well, what they don't understand is, like, Matt Bracken, I don't know if you know who Matt Bracken is. He was in InfoWars the other day, and he said, and he knows, you know, he's a former Navy SEAL, so he knows a lot of the special ops and the Blackwater people and stuff. Those people, the minute that it hits the fan like that, they're going to say, oh, no, those are our bunkers now. They're not going to let these elitists in. They're probably going to just turn their guns on them and kill them, because they hate these people anyway. They hate these elitists.
That would be an interesting scenario.
So, I mean, you know, Bracken was almost sure of it. I mean, he was sure of it. And like I said, he knows a lot of these people, plus special ops, former special ops working for contractors like Blackwater and all. So I don't know what these people think they're doing. I mean, you know... What gives the United States the right to tell other countries you have to have a regime change? And what's the deal with Turkey? See, Turkey is two-faced. And I think Putin's made a mistake with Turkey. He thought he could deal with them. He's wrong. He can't deal with them. They've been a sleazy, slimy country from probably since the...
Let's be accurate here. Their politicians have been sleazy and slimy, but Turkey is hardly alone in that regard. Ordinary people tend to be pretty decent on the average, whether they're Turks or Greeks or Syrians or Americans or whatever. It is the politicians who get off on these power trips and love to start these wars. It is a very unstable situation. Right now, the future of planet Earth is in the hands of whichever world leader is the least mentally stable. And certainly Erdogan is way up high on that list. Obama's not too far behind. We have all these war hawks in this country who think war is really cool, like John McCain. He doesn't have to worry about going. None of his family are going to go. And we had this guy in Great Britain is out there saying, you know, we got to be tough with the Russians. Well, I don't see him getting on a transport plane for the front lines.
Didn't they do enough damage with Iraq? Wasn't it bad enough with the weapons of mass destruction that didn't exist? Now they want to start with Syria, and with Iraq, you didn't have Russia standing in the way.
The real agenda here is twofold. It's U.S. control of all the world's resource-rich areas in order that those resources be traded only for the U.S. dollar, to keep the dollar as the world's global trade and banking currency. And the other one is, of course, is to destroy the threat posed by the ruble and the yuan against that U.S. dollar. That's what's driving this war. It's all about that ink and paper stuff.
Don't they understand it's not going to happen anymore? I mean, Russia is back to where it was. It's a superpower.
Yes.
You're not going to just, even if they were bad guys, they're not bad guys. They're good. I think they're the good guys right now. But even if they were, you know, the old Soviet Union, you're not going to bully these people around. I don't know how many people ever watched some of these World War II things on a History Channel, the American Hero Channel, where you see what Operation Barbarossa and the beating the Russians took in the beginning. And how they came roaring back.
They're tough.
They're tough.
I mean, you look at the stopping the Nazis' march on to Moscow. They're tough. There's just no question about. And, you know, what are we going to march into Europe and Russia with? All of these buttercups and snowflakes that are out there with their dyed hair and saying, oh, words hurt me. Here's your rifle, kid. Oh, I hate guns. I've never touched a gun. Guns are evil. I can't do that. And we're going to launch a world war with an army made up of that? Are you kidding me?
And they worship even though they're no longer communists, they still worship those World War II vets. I mean,
they should remember our veterans and what they died for or what they thought they were dying for.
You know, 80% of the division, the German divisions, including the elite divisions, were in the Eastern Front fighting the Russians. And the Russians still rolled over them. So,
yes.
I mean, people got to understand, this is no country to play with. And now they're a fully patriotic. They don't have communism anymore. They're very proud to be Russians. And they got a leader that they respect, that they look up to. And it's not trying to start a war. He's actually a statesman. I think the world's greatest statesman today.
My understanding is, you know, Time Magazine is running their online poll to nominate Man of the Year, and Putin's leading.
I can understand why, yes, absolutely.
I'm sorry to cut you off. We got a switchboard full of phone calls here, and I need to get some of them out of the way so that I can get back to the news here. We're going to switch briefly to John in Barbados. Aloha, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. I see that your armed forces, the Air Force and Navy and what have you, are complaining that they can't recruit enough pilots. There's a pilot shortage. Well, I've got news for them. These people are being sensible. They don't want to commit suicide by S-300, S-400, and S-500.
Well, I think it's a little more subtle than that. Remember what Sun Tzu said about launching a war. You've got to have a fighting force that believes in the moral rightness of the war so that they will fight fiercely and, if necessary, die in the war. You need a civilian population who believes in the moral rightness of the war so that they will bear the hardship war brings even to the victorious side. And what we've got here is a nation which understands all of these wars we've seen for the last going on 20 years. We're all about greed and the money junkies, and these young people don't want to do that. Even if they have this idea that they're the world's greatest pilot and they're going to whip the crew down at Top Gun and become aces and come home decorated in medals, it's still not a comfortable thing when you know what you're doing is inherently morally wrong. And that's why they're not getting people to sign up. Plus, you know, a lot of people are probably saying, you know, the F-22 is asphyxiating its pilots. The F-35 explodes on the runway. You know, I could be killed before I even get to actually see the enemy. And that's probably working against them as well.
Well, I agree with certain aspects. I mean, looking at the crowds on Black Friday and the universities with all these snowflakes, are you seriously going to fight a war with the obese crowds that we saw in Target and Walmart, and these young kids with purple hair and crying because Hillary lost? I mean, seriously.
Yeah, I mean, it's ridiculous. They're going to, you know, hit the beach and stand up and say, "Oh, I got a splinter. You know, can we pause the war? I got a splinter. I need a Band-Aid. Thank you. I need to go and cry in my safe space."
Well, I think there is a safe space, and it's between here and the moon. I think that's where we need to put them all.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. You know, if they can send one man to the moon, why can't we send all of these, you know,
exactly,
buttercups and snowflakes? But, you know, they're talking about colonizing Mars. I think that's the perfect place to send all these people. It's a safe space. You go to Mars. You spend your entire life in a spacesuit. You're never going to hear a bad word. Perfect solution for everybody.
Yep, absolutely spot on, Michael. I agree entirely.
All right, well, okay. Listen,
thanks
you very
for having
much.
Me on.
All right, thank you. We're going to switch over to Tony in New York. Aloha, Tony. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Great. I love your show. I'm lost on the weekends without it. I just want to bring up a couple points you're talking about, that Pizzagate, whatever. Did you guys ever talk about how many Pentagon computers were found to have child porn on them? It's like 5,000. Makes up a quarter of the employees.
It's a problem. It's a problem. Yeah, you know.
Yeah,
and,
it was on Anderson Cooper.
And it's not just child porn. I mean, when they were trying to figure out what happened back in 2008. They discovered that over at the Securities Exchange Commission, which is supposed to be keeping an eye on this stuff, they were just sitting around all day looking at online porn on their taxpayer-funded computers. Same thing at the Minerals Management Service when they were trying to figure out how it was the Deepwater Horizon disaster got as bad as it did. Yeah, you know, the problem right now, and Trump is getting ready to address this, once you have a job in the federal government, it's almost impossible to get fired. And it's a very long, involved process of appeal and you know, arbitration and the rest of it. And as a result, the federal government has accumulated a large population of people who are just coasting along, getting their fatter than the private sector paychecks, and just figuring they can do whatever they want. And it really is a scandal. And I think Trump has already said he's going to streamline the process by which non-performing federal government employees can be pink-slipped. And I'm fully on board with that.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with people watching porn if they have to do it at work, but child porn.
Well, yeah, I agree with you on the child porn here. As far as porn is concerned, that's what your home computer is for. When you are at work, you do what you're paid to do. I actually discourage people from reading my website and listening to my radio show at work. That's just not a fair deal with your employer. Go home, catch the podcast, use your home computer. I agree with you on the child porn situation, and I'm still unable to get my mind completely around why this is the problem that it is. I guess it's a failing on my part that I can't comprehend why this is going on, whether it's the church, whether it's the people in the Franklin scandal, Jimmy Savile, and all the rest of it. I just absolutely cannot understand what it is that drives this thing forward here. But again, my view of Pizzagate, that was a setup. That was set up to lure people in with all these very dramatic images and everything to get people to overcommit to the story so it could be discredited, and then the independent media discredited with it, which is what they just pulled on Alex Jones.
Yeah, I agree. And I think if you could understand the child porn problem, you would be a weirdo, too. And the fact that you don't understand it makes you fine with me. So another thing I want to tell you, I was listening to that blowhard, John Bolton, on Fox News by accident. And he was talking about the Beirut bombings and overthrowing the regime in Iran, of course. So, you know, I decided to look up and do what I normally do when I want to find the truth. I put in Mike Rivero, what really happened, WRH, and then the search that I want to find out about. So I do the Google search for the Beirut bombing. I type in Rivero, WRH, Beirut bombing, Lebanon. And nothing comes up from what really happened. Nothing.
Okay, well, there's a reason for that. There's a reason for that. I didn't write a lot about the Beirut bombing because it actually came and went. And the way Google works is you will put a search term, then you will type site, S-I-T-E, colon, and then the website. And that confines the Google search to that site only. And I don't have a lot about the Beirut bombing, other than the fact that Israel knew it was going to happen ahead of time. And the U.S. basically invaded Grenada to distract people from it. We got to take a break for commercials.
Layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest, and I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Naturesyouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse every day.
show here, and we're going to go back to the phones. Philip in Virginia, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Philip, are you there?
Hello, Michael. Yes, sir. Two things. One about the situation with Turkey, and the other about President-elect Trump's popular vote success as well. Why do you think, since Turkey seems to be have pivoted to Russia after their failed coup attempt, I guess, by the U.S., why do you think Putin's not reining him in a little bit with regards to Syria?
Well, he's trying to. He's trying to right now. In fact, they're trying to slap him down and saying this is a very reckless thing. Now, Turkey's pivot toward Russia and China was less about the coup d'etat attempt than it is that Turkey has been looking at the European Union and has just decided it's not in his best interest to get tangled up with that disaster in the making. So I don't think that Erdogan launched on this war into Syria all on his own. I think somehow a deal was made behind the scenes where he's been promised a lot of money or other concessions. I know that Erdogan right now is threatening about opening Turkey's border and letting those millions and millions of refugees that have been camped out in Turkey stream towards Europe. And Europe's already talking about putting up their wall to deal with that. It's a volatile situation. But I think Erdogan had some kind of an inducement to take this very dramatic step of openly declaring that he's out to get Assad. Up until now, all of Turkey's military operations into Syria were in the context of rebellious Kurds that were causing trouble. Now he's basically shifting and saying, we're going to Damascus.
Yeah, I mean, it's just mixed signals, definitely, for sure, and it is a mess. Now, on to the fake news that's out here trying to deny Mr. Trump's success with the popular vote as well. The collective gaslighting by the gatekeepers, you know, the real fake media, when you point out several instances about his success with the popular vote, they just they don't want to accept it. You know, you mentioned votefraud.org and truthofthevote.com, as well as Mr. Obama, you know, before the election, encouraging illegal aliens to get involved and go and cast votes. Oh, you know, these people are in such denial that, and
well,
I remember
what it is. What it is, their claim that Hillary won the popular vote is their foundation for in their drive to overturn the Electoral College. If Trump won the popular vote as well as the Electoral College, they don't have any place that they can come from to try and overturn the Electoral College. Ignoring, of course, the fact that had this been a popular vote election, Donald Trump would have run his campaign differently. He would have focused on Florida, New York, Texas, and California, and he would have won the popular vote that way. But
absolutely,
the fact of the matter is, Trump won by the rules everybody agreed to play by, and now that Hillary's people have lost, they want to change the rules. Anyway, Philip, I got to let you go. Got to take a break for station identification. We'll be right back.
For you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman Mobile Marketing App, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to aptapart.com or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.